The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nicholas Lee, Director of Piraeus Investments, and Atif Yacoub is founder of Yop, and we'll explain what that's about in a bit. Nick, thanks for joining me. Atif, thanks for joining me.
Yep, Justin, great to be here. I just wanted to sort of, you know, maybe talk a little bit about this new investment that we've made in Yop, which we announced today. You know, it's in a very topical area of cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. and in particular, decentralized finance. But rather than listen to me on that, I'm going to hand you over to the founder of the business, Atif, who can talk us through a little bit about Yop and decentralized finance.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, go for it, Atif, because I know decentralized finance is a very hot area at the moment. A lot of people mentioning it, DeFi school. So take us through what your company does, please, if you could.
Yeah, thanks, Justin, for having us on. So yeah, as a highline summary, first, just to give you an introduction, decentralized finance is financial products like token deposit accounts, and you know, bonds, similar to traditional finance products, but operating on an open source network, which is secured by thousands of computers around the world with no individual person controlling that network. So just like Bitcoin, I guess most people are aware of today, you know, best performing asset class of the past decade. And that is an open decentralized network. And this is the kind of the next wave of financial development within the crypto space. So bearing that in mind, with the explosion of DeFi, where locked token deposits have grown from just under $1 billion earlier this year to over $12-13 billion today, there's been a tremendous amount of growth and appetite in this space. But the area that's lacking is the user interface and a platform which can capture new users without them getting tied up into complex technical jargon and having to go through kind of, you know, a month's on end education process prior to engaging with this new technology. So we're kind of saying that we're akin to the Robin Hood of DeFi. Mm-hmm. We're bringing you DeFi to your mobile phone with a desktop and a tablet syncing application later on. And what that will do is that'll allow you to control your funds, have custody of them, and participate in DeFi markets in a very simple process, which we call the Y platform, the yield platform. And then our yield protocol, which is our underlying technology powered by the Yop token, allows users to interact with these smart contracts on this open decentralized network. And it does all the hard work for them, so they don't have to get into the technicalities, understand what the pure underlying tech is. They just have a beautiful, easy to use interface. They hit yes, they deposit their funds, and they earn yield on that. And we want to make it easy as possible. And we see this space growing, not just within the crypto community, but in the wider space, and hence We opted with a traditional institutional investor like Piraeus, and we're really happy to have them on board. And we think with a balance of the traditional markets and the crypto space together, we can really grow this into a successful product.
Yeah, because for years, people have been getting into Bitcoin, blockchain, all that investments, but I suppose the masses of the population have found it hard to get involved, like you say, because it's a great learning curve, and it's hard to get involved with this. It's having to log on and sign up different platforms, all that stuff. And so I suppose you're bringing this app to the mass generations and populations. So when are you hoping to get this app out there?
Yeah, so we've been in development for a few months, mm-hmm. and we anticipate to start having our alpha version of testing done in mid-January, and we look to roll out in the Q1 next year. So around February time, mid-Feb, we should have our app live in the Apple iStore, and from then we'll just kind of continue to grow our feature sets and products as the community and the product grows itself. So Q1 next year, look out for the application. We'll be making various announcements along the way as we hit milestones, but that's the big one for us, to release the first version and get it out there, get all the users on board. There's been a lot of excitement generally about the product, with the capabilities of it being a platform and a protocol, you know, tied into one. Yeah, we look forward to that.
Yeah. And I would just add to that, Justin, the fact that, I don't know if you've seen it, but relatively recently in October, there was an announcement by PayPal that it will now allow customers to hold and shop using cryptocurrencies. And, you know, they have something like 26 million, you know, merchants on their network. So I think that's sort of very much, you know, starting to establish cryptocurrency in this field as a very sort of, you know, much more established than it has been perhaps prior to this. You know, it's, dare I say it, you know, it's almost adding credibility to what's gone on in this space.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. I talk to, you know, guys involved in a blockchain and crypto every week on the podcast, and I was saying there, to me, PayPal getting involved is a game changer, and that, you know, that opens it up to the mass market, because I know people. A lot of people have heard of Bitcoin, you know, but it's still a cryptocurrency. It's still very niche, you know, compared to the main market. I mean, you know, if I ask, you know, people who I know, my friends, most of them have never ever used, never invested in Bitcoin. It's still very niche. Now, PayPal getting involved is a game changer, like you say, because they are a massive. Yeah. And even I've got a PayPal app on my account, and I'd probably buy a Bitcoin, you know, via PayPal. And again, you guys, you're up there making DeFi, you know, more accessible, is going to help. It's the interface, isn't it? How do we use it? You know, how easy can you make it for people? And that's what you do, I suppose. So yeah, I think you know, massive opportunity is still there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And the point that you touch on there is that, you know, we've heard about, you know, blockchain, decentralized networks for a few years now, but you know, the biggest kind of product that can come out of all of these technologies is they are financial products, and that's DeFi, because it's an easy to kind of you know, use product. If you develop an easy to use product, there's a huge market for it. Whereas, you know, if you start talking about complicated blockchain networks for the average kind of like normal you know, retail individual, and you tell them about shopping and different other networks, it's too complicated. That technology is kind of, you know, probably will take a lot longer. But DeFi itself, you know, decentralized finance, it ties into what individuals on a day-to-day basis already know. You know, they understand that they deposit money into their bank account. They understand that they want to take control of their finances. And so this is just an alternative financial product that will start to coexist with traditional finance products. And that's where we see like a huge growth potential.
Yeah, and just one other question. There's a tricky question for you. So if someone's listening to this right now and they understand that you're going to create this app that's going to be quite user-friendly, but their question would be, so why do I need it? Why do I need your app? What's the advantage to me? What would you say?
Well, first of all, some of your friends or somebody in your circle is definitely going to be talking about Bitcoin over the Christmas period, because Bitcoin is hitting new all-time highs, you know, with a market cap of over $300 billion. So the topic is hot. All the millennials want to be in this. You know, everybody, the cryptocurrency is starting to, you know, get that cool factor. Everybody wants to be part of, you know, what the next kind of generation of money is. And people are not, you know, nobody's interested in checkbooks anymore or going to the bank and withdrawing cash. Everything's going digital. So in the era of digital, this is, and you know, with Yop making it easy for you to access that digital currency platform, then, you know, Yop's the one to have. So we believe that, you know, that's where the appetite will come from. There's huge demand in that kind of segment and age group. And we look forward to onboarding all of those customers.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, Nick, well, back to you as always, Nick. If someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing, but are not yet following Perez on Vox, give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
I mean, I would say the main reason is that, you know, we have got a great portfolio of, you know, very much next generation businesses and companies now, supplemented with the addition of Yop, which, as you say, is a very sort of hot, interesting space to be in. And investing in Perez is a great way of getting exposure to that whole portfolio.
Excellent stuff, guys. Steve, thanks, Nick. Hopefully we'll speak again in the not too distant future. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yeah, excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.